happening in sports in Saskatchewan, we've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com.
Saskatchewan, welcome back to the all-new Sports Cage. Barney Shinkara, Kellen here, the boys in Saskatoon up at training camp. We're going to get back to them in a bit. It is now time for Coast to Coast with Arash Madani for Smart Investing Solutions. Be smart with your money. Call Brian Gawley at Smart Investing Solutions, 546-2533. Arash, CFL camps on in Saskatoon. That's the big news here. Everyone's
You're
buzzing.
Not there, Barney.
No, you know what? I can't. I only can go to Saskatoon on certain days. Being from there, it's like a restraining order. We talked about it earlier in the show, and I said I can't wait to talk to Arash on this. It's finally over. Sheldon Keefe relieved of his duties with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Right. And look, he posted about a 2-minute video today, and I mean, he was very upfront, blunt, honest, whatever you want to call it. He said, we didn't get it done in the playoffs. And that's the name of the game. And you can talk about all the other, you know, all the other factors that could have, may have, may not have gone into this decision. But Barney, I mean, look, they're a talented roster that did well in the regular season and continually failed in the playoffs. And when that doesn't happen, the coach goes. So, like, we could dig into a whole bunch of different things. I think it'd be surprising if, say, the Leafs got to the conference finals this year and Keefe was let go. But you and I have been talking about this for, what, 3-4 weeks now? Mm-hmm. Basically foreshadowing what happened today.
Okay, here's a question, and I know you're not a hockey GM, and nor am I, but if this was a video game, how would you fix the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Very good question. The first thing I would do is I would hire a new president of hockey operations. The next thing I would do is bring in a coach with experience, real experience, not from the Sioux, who'd never worked in the NHL before. A coach with experience who has a ring, but more than that, has worked with star players and worked well with star players before.
Mm-hmm.
And after I've done that, I, along with the new president of hockey operations, I set up a meeting with Mitch Marner and his agent, and I say, Mitch, you are not part of our plans after next season. I know you have 1 year left on your deal. I know you have a no movement clause. We are going in a different direction with you. Now, you are, of course, you're contractually obligated is to come back, and you have that in your contract. Hmm. Effectively, in not as many words, Barney, I'd say we don't want you around anymore. And maybe that opens them up. Look, it's business. It's professional sports. That may open up to the idea of a trade. And so what you do then is you begin to deconstruct the way this team was built. Not necessarily from a player standpoint, but from basically five key dudes making the majority of the money on your salary cap, because that is obviously not working.
Hey, we've talked about that since probably January or February, man. Okay,
yeah.
Do you think, and I think Mitch Marner's prepared for this, is he not?
I would think so. And I think the other guy who should be prepared for this is John Tavares. Like, I know he's the captain. I know he's from here, but he's got 1 year left in his deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of look at things. I'm like, you know what, John? You kind of remind me of what, you know, Nick Foligno was the captain in Columbus. But eventually you're showing that you're not going to be making the money that you're making in this contract. Good for you for having gotten it when you did with all the leverage you had. But I would suspect that JT is the next that you share that with. So I look, there is, people are saying, whoa, what are you talking about? Status quo is not working. This is not just a little shakeup. We're not changing the deck chairs here. This team has gotten out of the first round with this core once. They have one playoff series win on their resume, and that's it. That's just not going to cut it. And so as a result, there are major moves and tough moves you're going to have to make.
I think it's leaning this way, and maybe it's because I'm not entrenched there. I don't know enough about how everything's run there. But I think Brendan Shanahan, speaking of status quo, I think he hangs around, or am I crazy there?
That's the question, because Shanahan's been the president for 10 years now. He's gone through a bunch of coaches, and he still remains. Shanahan is in one of the, he's in one of the most interesting positions in all of business, let alone sports business, Barney, where he is making more money for his bosses with no results. Where does that happen anywhere else in the world? So the question becomes...
Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Except the thing there is that the owner actually runs the show.
Yeah, he does.
Right? Yeah. So now Keith Pelley has come in, the new president of MLSC. What is the new mandate going to be? Here's what I suspect is going to happen, Barney. That tomorrow... there'll be a press conference with Shanahan and Treliving and Pelley, and they will all speak, you know, in somewhat hushed tones when they speak of Sheldon Keefe, a good man, a good hockey man is out. The expectation is the Stanley Cup. Tough decisions have to be made. But we're going to move together, and we're going to have to change some things in our processes. They're going to say process a bunch tomorrow, Barney.
Yeah.
And here's what I think. I think... this time next year, Brendan Shanahan will not be the president of the hockey team. I wonder if Keith Pelley can win an internal power battle to get Shanahan out even before the season starts.
Ooh.
That's what I really wonder about that whole thing. Ooh,
that'd be a nice reality show. Okay, over, under on how many times we hear process tomorrow. Set the line.
Let's say the whole press conference is 30 minutes. I'll set the over, under on 22 and a half. And I'm going to add you one more. We're going to hear collaboration. 8.5.
I love it.
And we're going to hear process and collaboration way more than we're going to hear the term win.
Buzzwords. The one I hear a lot around the office now is cadence. Cadence. It must have stemmed from Amazon at some point. Right. Okay, let's not get sidetracked here. I'm going to take you back. Okay, so favorites to probably be the next head coach. Probably too early to say. I'm hearing a lot of Quinville. Well, there's a process there too, right?
Yeah, there is. Look, what did I say? If you want a veteran coach who's won before, who's got the respect of star players, Craig Berube comes to mind. He's doing U.S. Hockey TV right now. Won with the Blues 5 years ago. Inherited a team that was in the tank, and with that same group of guys, turned the season around and got him to a Stanley Cup.
Do the
Leafs see this that way? Maybe. The other one's Gerard Gallant, who's been in a bunch of spots.
Yeah.
A guy who's seen it all. I wonder about him, but for me, the clubhouse favorite is Craig Berube.
It's going to be one of those things, right? Because it's like you got to want the pressure cooker. And I think some guys are going to say, you know what? I've won. I've done it. I want to coach again, but I want to coach again.
No,
Barney,
these people, they have this coaching. I call it a disease. They can't help themselves.
I know, but coach.
Think about Berube. He's got a cup.
Coaching.
I think the Blues are still paying him. He's getting money on TV. There's no pressure.
Yeah.
He looks and sounds smart every time a coach gets a team gets eliminated in the playoffs. But they just there's that something that they feel they got to do.
It's like Paul Maurice. Wait for like a job in Florida to open up or Dallas or.
Yeah, but he didn't have to wait that long. Like
no,
I actually thought Maurice was done when he left the Jets.
Yeah,
it felt like.
It wasn't 5 minutes later. It was 6 minutes later he ended up with the Panthers.
How is that for a swap of lifestyle? Okay.
Yes, sir.
What's going on at BMO Field, if that's where they are in Pinball Clemens? Like Chad Kelly's on the field?
Chad Kelly was on the field. Apparently didn't practice today. I watched the entirety of Pinball's 15-minute press conference, their media availability that he had today on the field. It was a scramble. He contradicted himself. He spent 30, 35 years cultivating an image, and today a lot of that just went out the window. He said it was just two employees involved who got into a, who had an issue. He said that happens. What? He said he wasn't disputing anything that the now former strength coach said in their court filing, yet he said he didn't know anything about it. There's the contradiction. But the one thing he said, and this was interesting, I don't believe him, but he said there's no guarantee that Kelly won't be back after 9 games. I think after 9 games, the CFL and the Toronto Argonauts will be welcoming Chad Kelly back with open arms. That's my suspicion.
I agree. Okay, so you're going to a special one in Montreal, and I totally forgot about this, but probably one of the biggest, most recognizable names, let's say, in sports is in Montreal.
Yeah, Lionel Messi, World Cup champion from 2022. You know, he and Cristiano Ronaldo, Usain Bolt, Serena Williams, like you talk about global superstars. Messi is coming to Canada for the first time. I remember when David Beckham came, whatever it was, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, what a big deal it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, soccer is the biggest sport in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And the most identifiable player in all of soccer is coming to Canada this weekend. He's going to be playing for Inter Miami against CF Montreal this weekend. So it's going to be a treat to be there for it.
Give me the scope of like how far will people travel to watch this? Because I know my daughter plays soccer. It's crazy. It's a global sport. It's a global.
I don't know. He's also coming to, well, scheduled to come to Vancouver at the end of May to play the Whitecaps. But I will tell you this: CF Montreal season ticket holders, like if those who have sold their tickets for Saturday, Barney, their entire season that paid for their entire season ticket package for the year. People are paying big bucks to come see this guy because for a lot of people, they're probably thinking, believing, rightfully so, this is going to be the only time I'm ever going to get a chance to see him live.
Yeah. Legend, like Elvis.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, this is like the Beatles. This is like a chance to see Muhammad Ali. This is a chance to see one of those rare kind of unicorn things.
Yeah,
that comes across maybe once in a generation or two. That's what Lionel Messi kind of is.
And people that don't get soccer won't get it, but I totally get what you're saying there. Okay, before I let you go, I got to throw you for a little bit of a loop on one. We've kind of been talking about it on the show on the heels of David Pastrnak and Matthew Tkachuk fighting last night. And Pasta, he was the one that wanted to go. A lot of people are loving that. I love it until he breaks his hand. Then we got an issue. What did you think about that? And then what's another unique combatants going at it that you remember from the NHL, especially playoffs?
The immediate one that comes to mind, because I was in Ottawa covering it. Remember Ray Emery, the now late Ray Emery? And Ryan Miller, the goalie at the time of the Sabres.
Yeah.
They got into it where they came to center ice and just started, you know.
Good one.
Just exchanging blows. And it was one of the few times I've ever seen bullies go at it. So that's the one. I get why people were happy with the Pastrnak thing. And I even heard Jim Montgomery say, you know, he was happy to see him answer the bell or whatever. Here's my thing. What if he broke his hand? Then where are you?
Yep.
The playoffs.
It's, you know, like, remember Connor McDavid, right, in junior?
Yeah.
He decided to do it, and it broken head. And it's so easy to happen, right, on a helmet. So, okay. Well, you have fun on Crescent Street. Have
yes, I will.
A Molson export for me, and then catch you next week, my man.
All right. Thanks, Barney. Appreciate you, man.
Coast to Coast with Arash Madani for Brian Gulley, Smart Investing Solutions. Be smart with your money. Call Brian Gulley at 546-2533.